Good afternoon, Go to Rex.
G'day, mate. How are you? My name's Andrew. I recently purchased... Sorry, mate, you there?
Yeah, sorry, mate. How can I help?
I recently purchased a 21 model Subaru WRX STI from a dealership, and you guys have done some work on it. I just wonder if I could just give you the rego number and you can tell me what was actually done to the vehicle, if that's possible.
We can't do that for a couple reasons. For any sort of like old history on cars and that sort of stuff, we can absolutely look it up, but we need the previous owner's permission on that due to privacy. That's all.
I bought it from Daniel Nissen, and I took it to Subaru and Glen Waverley not even 2 weeks ago just to basically get them to go over the vehicle on the hoist to make sure it was all safe and sound. It's got an NVIDIA exhaust system on it, and they said obviously with the exhaust system it would have had a churn. They looked it up and they said the work's been done by you guys at Sunshine.
Nice.
And it's got a Cobb air intake system on it. And I just wanted to basically know, they said it might have a stage one tune on it. Just for peace of mind, I don't know much about the vehicle.
Does it have the Cobb access port still?
It's got the, and when you say, and what's showing on the thing, sorry, 2 seconds, mate. What's showing on the moment, I've got the little, like, it looks like a mobile phone inside the vehicle, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Cobb access port, yep.
And what it's doing at the moment, and it's only just started doing it recently. When I do a cold startup, it's just blowing this big plume of smoke out for the first 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
It's only just started doing that. Well, the car's only just done 60,000 kilometres.
Mm-hmm.
What it's stating on the little thing there is basically saying the access port, and it's like a couple of cogs spinning around on the screen. The access port is trying to connect to your vehicle. Please make sure your cable is plugged in securely and the ignition is in the on position.
Hmm.
It just started happening, and I'm not really familiar with the car. I'm just starting to get used to it. But these guys told me they couldn't tune it because it was done. They said if the exhaust system's been put in the vehicle, it has to be tuned, otherwise there'll be alarm bells going off around the dashboard and everything.
Mm-hmm. So that access port there, it sounds like it's just not connecting to your car.
So the plug that plugs into that little connection point, is it?
Yeah, that's got a plug in down the bottom underneath the
battery. Yeah, I've seen that, yeah. But everything's doing the same thing when I'm driving. It's showing the battery voltage, it's showing the air intake temperature and what's going on. I just started doing it. But I was just more concerned about basically when I'm just on cold startup, it's just blowing this big, massive plume of bloody smoke for 30 seconds, you know what I mean? I just had an oil change done as well. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, it can't be anything major. But I was just Subaru told me to get in touch with you guys in regards to finding out what was actually done to the vehicle. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying.
So normally in this scenario, what we do is we'll get the car in for an inspection. Because you've just purchased the car, there's a lot can change depending on, you know, whether the person that sold it took some parts off or anything like that. Smoke won't be related to like the existing mods or anything like that.
Yeah.
It could be like they could have overfilled the oil. These things are really, really sensitive to overfilling oil.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I've noticed. I want to check the dipstick, to be honest, mate. Sorry, my name's Andrew. What's your name, sorry?
My name's Warwick.
Warwick, yes, so I did check the dipstick, and I'm in the sort of dark garage, and it looked like it was a fractionally overfilled, but it's only to be honest, I've only just noticed it the last few mornings, and I thought maybe it's at the condensation, but I've sort of Googled it up, and I mean the car,
it can be condensation, especially with a high flow aftermarket exhaust, because you don't have the same catalytic converters in them as a factory.
Yeah,
we'll get a heap more condensation.
It wasn't doing at the start, Warwick, when I first bought the vehicle. I've just noticed the last few mornings on the startup, it's blowing this plume of smoke. I thought, is it unburnt fuel? Not that I'm giving it a hiding at all.
I'm running it on 98 fuel. So often with it, depending on the type of smoke that you're seeing, if it's condensation, that'll come down to how the car was driven the time before it. So sometimes you'll get condensation from overnight. It's nothing you're doing wrong.
Yes.
The other thing it could be is if they've overfilled the oil going back into the PCV system doesn't take a lot of oil to make a lot of smoke, but it'll be like a lingering, like blue-white smoke rather than...
Correct, yeah. And it only lasts for like 30 seconds, but it's like enough to bloody look like it's a bloody someone's lit a fire, you know what I mean? But it clears away straight away.
Is it blue smoke?
Yeah, it's a blue smoke, yeah.
Yeah, that
and it's
sounds not, like they overfilled the oil.
Yeah, rightio. Yeah, no worries. I'm based in Scoresby Regis. I'm a bit of a distance away from you guys. I mean, I would love to come and to get the car investigated. I mean, I paid a fair bit of money for it, so I want that peace of mind and what takes to have been done. Because apparently you guys done all the work for it. It's got the cob. I had it looked at. One of the guys here knows about all the turbo cars, and he said it's completely stock standard. He said basically just put a bigger an air system, cob air intake system, and the NVIDIA exhaust system on it.
Nice. Yeah. So nothing. Yeah, just basic sort of stuff. They respond really well to that.
Yes.
I would be, if it's blowing a bit of smoke like that and it's overfilled on the oil, that needs to be addressed pretty quick because that oil's going through the intake and that can drop the octane rating on it. Essentially, you can pick up detonation and knock. So normally what I'd do is a good easy test. I'm assuming the car's parked on a flat level ground overnight.
Yes, correct, mate, yes. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't doing it at the start because I just basically had it just serviced, I say 2 weeks ago.
It screams to me that they've overfilled the oil.
Yeah, okay.
You need to check where the oil level's at. So you'll see on the dipstick there's like a small hole.
Yes.
Indicates the first one, and then the next one's a notch. If it's at the notch or above, it's too much.
Right, yeah, okay. So my best bet is to take it back to Subaru and Glen Waverley and get them to check that over, I suppose.
Well, just check the oil level first.
Yes, okay. Because it wasn't doing it. I've only just noticed it. It wasn't doing it the first when I bought it back from the service. But it's not a daily driver. So
it'll only suck in the oil through the PCV valve when it shuts off. So when you first start it, it'll get a plume of oil smoke getting a gutful.
Correct. You're dead right.
Yeah, it's overfilled.
But then it clears up once I'm driving the vehicle, you know what I mean? It's perfectly fine.
Yeah, no, it's exactly what's happening.
Okay, so basically, in your eyes, in the car, you think it's just overfilled the oil a bit.
Yeah, it's very common. It'll dissipate. It'll eventually go away because it'll just eat the oil.
Yeah, rightio. Okay, how much extra oil would it take to do that, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like 100
mil. Yeah,
you're joking. That's how precise I am.
Yeah. Well, no, particularly that model. Anything 15 onwards, 15 STI onwards.
Yep.
We get a lot of guys, like, you know, you get an apprentice working on the car, right? Doing the oil change. There's nothing wrong with that. But they're like robots, man. They'll just fill it up and they'll say 5 litres most of the time. And they take 4.75 and often guys will just put 5 litres in, which you know, they're trying to cover their...
Probably understand where you come from, yeah.
Yeah. And then what ends up happening is it's especially bad if somebody parks it on a driveway on a hill. Like on an incline, because if they're parking up, the oil just basically goes straight down the dipstick.
Yes, rightio. Now I'm getting rid of understanding. Thank you so much for your time, mate. What I will do, when I get the availability, the time-wise, I'll give you a buzz again, and I'll get the car down to you guys and cast your eyes.
We'll just give it a look over, and then we can sort of get more details and work out what's going on there.
No, it's fantastic. Thank you very much for your time.
No worries, mate. You have a great night.
You too, mate. Bye. Bye, mate.